This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. It was a big week of news on the national security front. While the National Security Agency contractor turned leaker Edward Snowden was securing asylum in Russia, the Guardian newspaper, which first published his revelations, uncovered more about the NSA's controversial phone and internet domestic spying programs. Meanwhile, lawmakers in Washington also took up the issue, holding congressional hearings where Minnesota Democrat Al Franken vowed to introduce legislation that would force the Obama administration to disclose more about the program. Joining us now to discuss this week's national security news is On the Media co-host Bob Garfield. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Amy.
So we already know that the NSA has been collecting the phone records of Americans and looking at our internet. What else did we learn this week?
Well, previously, Edward Snowden, in describing the capabilities of the NSA, had alluded to the possibility that any number of NSA analysts could sit at a computer dashboard, plug in a name or an IP address or an email address or what have you, and call up that individual's internet history, which is not the vacuuming of metadata, as had been revealed in the PRISM program, but which gets right to individual invasions of privacy. And Glenn Greenwald in The Guardian revealed what he says is a PowerPoint deck by the NSA describing the very program that Snowden was alluding to, called X Key Score. And if they ever actually turn this capability on, it's pretty chilling.
Is there any evidence Americans are becoming increasingly wary of the government's surveillance programs? Is this starting to register as a concern?
Well, that was another development this week. The Pew Research Center for the People in the Press, for the first time since September 11th, 2001, in a poll found that the United States public, which till now scared out of its wits, had been very happy to trade off privacy for security, has said that it's getting nervous. That is to say, a majority of Americans now believe that the courts are not providing sufficient protection against domestic spying, that they do not believe the administration is looking only at metadata but are actually looking over our shoulders at our personal content, and believe that the government has overreached. This is a pretty startling development. It's one thing for the administration to have to deal with the chattering classes and take criticism from civil libertarians in the press. It is an entirely different thing if they have begun to operate outside of the jaws of public consent.
And are the representatives of that public on Capitol Hill starting to express concern? I remember when Edward Snowden's revelations were first revealed, there were a lot of members of Congress who said, "Oh yeah, we were briefed on that. We think it's a good thing." I'm wondering if that's changing. There were congressional hearings this week. What came of those?
The senators are furious. They, all across Capitol Hill, Republicans and Democrats alike, believe that they have been misled by the Justice Department, misled by the intelligence community, and by the administration in general. And even, you know, key Democrats have lashed out. Ron Wyden, who's not on the Judiciary Committee, but Al Franken, who is has vowed to introduce legislation demanding transparency and accountability, at least on the Hill, from the administration. They just, in the first instance, want to know what's going on, never mind trying to keep the intelligence community in check.
Russia granted asylum to Snowden for a year. This is causing further friction between Moscow and Washington. WikiLeaks sees Snowden's asylum as a success, tweeting that they won the battle, though they say the war is yet to come. What's the war to WikiLeaks?
It's never been clear what the war is to WikiLeaks. It's unclear whether Julian Assange is an anarchist or a righteous defender of the rights of individuals. It's unclear. It's equally unclear to me, and now I'm speaking not as a reporter but strictly as a critic and a commentator, how Edward Snowden has the temerity to seek refuge in Russia. Whatever the American security state is, he has just been accepted by the open arms of a gathering tyranny, and it is an explicitly authoritarian state. And to me, pundit, to me, opinionator, it seems like the height of hypocrisy.
On the media co-host, Bob Garfield, joining us today to talk about the week's national security news. Thanks so much, Bob.
My pleasure, Amy.
This is WNYC.